100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the Weekly Challenge at Podcast Day 100 Word. I just can't get it right this morning. You know what it is. One a day until the day I die.com. The topic for this week is a pick two. Scorpion, walking on eggshells, turn, high-pitched, news, and craftsmanship. So we got a lot of stories in, and welcome to all the... Are there any new people? If there are, cool. Hi, welcome. Everyone else who's returning, welcome back. I've learned over the years that if you try to sacrifice everything to get audience member N plus one, or participant N plus one, you lose N. You throw them under the bus. I've never liked it when companies offer something, you know, oh, and all new subscribers get this. And it's like, well, I've been with you for 10, 20 years. Where the hell's my scraps? So, yeah, you would think, you know, loyalty doesn't matter to these companies. Just constantly switch. You mean nothing to them, so they mean nothing to you. They just, whatever. Anyway, you get points and this and that, and you have to use the app. And let's go ahead and listen to the stories. And yeah.
Hello, it's Tangent again. I suppose I should plug the fact that I have a blog, but oh well. Jason crawled to the kitchen to keep his back from scraping the ceiling. He knew he was too tall, and that it was unlikely he would find a place comfortable for him, too expensive. He picked up an egg, careful of the way it distorted when rotated as he cracked it over a thin frying pan. The Y-axis compression reached 300%, but thankfully it stopped there. How and why the error had occurred was lost to time now. Jason only wished the safeguards keeping humans from shrinking applied to the environments, or maybe that they weren't there at all.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 970. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. For hours, every time a patient was called back, Mrs. Withybottom stood, walked to the admission counter to glare at the nurse, turn, and come back to her chair. Linoleum Amanda patted her mother's shoulder. Don't worry, Mother. There has to be some news soon. A doctor in green scrubs approached. Mrs. Withybottom, I'm Dr. Netheregions, the attending physician. Your husband is in an induced coma as we try to reduce the pressure on his brain from bleeding. He has been moved to the ICU. You can see him now, but I'm sorry to say, children under 16 are not allowed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I thought I'd give woodworking a try, as a new hobby, so I bought myself a lathe and some tools. To my surprise, learning how to turn wood wasn't at all difficult, and I very quickly became something of an expert at the craft. Take a look at my latest creation. Now, that's craftsmanship. A beautifully balanced and absolutely gorgeously proportioned maple baseball bat. It almost seems a shame to stud it with nails and shroud it in razor wire, although that's a necessary evil. Only then will it be fit for purpose. Can I try it out on you?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And it's raining cats and dogs. And my story this evening is, I'm walking on eggshells. And don't that feel fine? Welcome to the 2045 Walking on Eggshells competition. The news in this year's competition is the addition of Microsoft Scorpions. After the commissioner allowed electric alligators, it only seems sporting to include semi-venomous insects. Also of note is the craftsmanship of the eggs themselves has been turned over to the Blue People's Republic of China, who breed the last surviving chicken. Despite high-pitched warnings at the Texas Chicken Ranch, their clucker was killed crossing the road. Witnesses state, it appears he was trying to get to the other side. Let's turn it over to Durant Durant on the Field of Broken Dreams. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard. And for my pick two, I've chosen Scorpion and High Pitched. It's called Stinging the Tail. A sudden high-pitched scream came from the kitchen. Oh dear, maybe I should have warned her, I thought, getting up to investigate. Just what is that? She hissed, pointing at the box on the kitchen table. It's a box, I responded. And what's that inside the box? I sighed. It's a scorpion. This was obviously not explanation enough, so I forged ahead. I thought I'd have a go at keeping unusual pets. And you have to admit, he's a bit unusual. She remained unimpressed. But why a scorpion, of all things? I smiled wickedly. It reminded me of you. That's it. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It was on the news. They had finally killed him. A candle was lit in a memorial of sorts by the people, just in case. The scorpion wasn't happy. When he blew out the candle, no one reacted. It was the wind, they thought. But when he kicked the memorial set up, everyone scattered. Respect, he thought. Respect. He was the scorpion after all. The kicking seemed to work, so he kicked a trash can nearby, but the damn thing hit him on the face. A few kids started laughing. The nerve! Being a ghost was such a difficult thing these days. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Robert Zaino here with a story for this week's pick two on walking on eggshells and scorpion. To test an aspiring ninja, the floor of a corridor is covered with eggshell halves glued in place, a live scorpion under each one. The candidate must traverse the corridor naked. Some really can walk on the eggshells without breaking them. Some leap from wall to wall, never touching the floor. Some cling to the roof beams. And of course, some fail. I trained for months, running barefoot on hot gravel to harden my soles, then marched down the corridor, trampling eggshells and scorpions alike. They grudgingly passed me, but next year they replaced the scorpions by razor-sharp, poisoned caltrops.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Robin's Egg. The crows circling overhead were so loud, she didn't hear the crunch as she walked. But she felt the broken shell underfoot, a different sensation after the soft pad of moss. A brief glimpse was all it took to recognise a robin's egg. Its contents had probably been a fox's breakfast. She scooped up the delicate pieces and dropped them onto a horse chestnut leaf in her basket. Later, after drying them on a windowsill, she ground them to a fine powder. The robin brought news from the other side, and this shell would be well used in many potions. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Usually I trim my nails down every few days, but now and then I let them grow for a week or two. Seeing the white ends is strange to me. How my fingertips feel when I scratch my nose or type on a keyboard, scraping a bit of food from a tooth. I try to be careful when I trim them. Half my life, I've had to bandage a fingertip because of an infection on one end or the other. Squeezing it out, washing it out, wrapping it up. And the not-so-gentle reminder, every time I type and feel it.
And there you have it, all the stories for this week on the Weekly Challenge. And the topics were pick two, scorpion, walking on eggshells, turn, high-pitched news, and craftsmanship. And lots of people put some good craftsmanship into those stories, and I hope you enjoyed them. And next week, we're wrapping up the year, final five. So we go with Arrested. So get those stories ready. And I need to put a calendar to. I'll work on it. I've got this week off. So we'll see if I put the time into it. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.